My tour guide said, "This is our theology department." Then he added nonchalantly, "Your book had to go through them before you were ever invited to be a guest on our show." It's hard, even now, to describe how I felt in that moment. It was so much more than affirmation. My heart was utterly settled that God's hand was in the writing of this book, and I had been as true to His word as I knew how. A decade later, to accurately represent the heart of God remains both my prayer and confidence, as I again set pen to paper for this expanded edition of Hope After Betrayal. I won't change what was written in the original story, but I hope to add to the story as the Lord has added to my life. At the end of each chapter, I have added a perspective section to include new concepts and lessons I've learned with more than 10 years of experience. I trust God will continue to be revealed in my ever-changing path. I trust that even my painfully slow growth will be evident as I look back. I also want every woman to find her voice spoken in this book. I have added a fourth woman, Dee Dee, who adds another facet and voice to the stories. As I have walked the path of recovery with women of color, they've taught me that there are distinct cultural differences on their journeys. But pain is not a respecter of race, and the feelings and fallout are the same, even though some details vary. I pray even more women will feel represented and free to grab hold of the universal healing power of God. My husband's full disclosure came in March 2001, and it's been more than 10 years since I wrote about my journey from hurt to hope. All the glory goes to God, for there were many times I wandered outside of His will. Every time He patiently waited for my return. I never tire of His healing embrace, life-changing conviction, and daily supply of amazing grace. It is for Him that I live, breathe, and worship. It is for every woman wounded and abandoned by the person who promised to love and cherish her that I write. It is for you that I try to be as honest as I can about my own weaknesses and flaws. One of the greatest lessons I have learned is the power of transparency. When we are face down in the mud, we don't need someone to point out how dirty we are. We need someone who has been there and who can show us their torn and tattered clothes as proof of their experience. That's right, there is a time and place to air your dirty laundry. If you do your work, then you too will be a resource to another hurting woman, and the Lord will one day invite you to air your past. When that moment comes and your heart is pounding in your chest, everything in you will want to keep a lid on those old rags. Remember the power of knowing someone who has been there. Nothing is gained by remaining quiet, while so much is gained as the Lord uses what was intended for evil for the good of another. She will be ministered to, even as you are blessed by the healing bond of common pain. Preface. My Path. How does a woman pick her way through the darkness? How does she pick up the pieces? How does she cope after discovering her husband has engaged in sexual activities outside of their marriage? Since you're listening to this book, I'm guessing you or someone close to you has recently had her life devastated by sexual betrayal. Or perhaps your wound from betrayal is an old one, made worse by a believer, pastor, or counselor who offered well-meaning but unhelpful direction. More than a decade ago, the path of my life was altered forever. 2007. I was a suburban wife with 2 daughters, 2 cars, 2 pets, and a firm grasp on the American dream. Central to all of this was a loving and successful husband who loved the Lord. I had it all. Oh, there were the run-of-the-mill challenges of parenting and finances. I simply glossed over them and pressed on. The first tremor began with a call from a close family friend who had moved out of state. My husband and I listened as Mark explained he was stepping down as a deacon of his church. Mark